This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. India and Chile today exchanged agreements for cooperation in disaster management and cultural exchange. Both the sides also exchanged a letter of intent on Antarctica cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with President of Chile, Gabriel Boric Font, in New Delhi, covering the full spectrum of India-Chile relations. In his press statement, Mr. Modi said Chile is an important friend and partner for India and Latin America. He said in today's discussions, they identified several new initiatives to enhance cooperation in the coming decade. The Prime Minister said both the sides have instructed their teams to begin discussions on a mutually beneficial comprehensive economic partnership agreement.
आज हमने एक पारस्परिक लाभकारी कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव इकोनॉमिक पार्टनरशिप एग्रीमेंट पर चर्चा शुरू करने के लिए अपनी टीम्स को निर्देश दिए हैं। क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स के क्षेत्र में साझेदारी को बल दिया जाएगा, रेजिलिएंट सप्लाई और वैल्यू चेन्स को स्थापित करने के लिए काम किया जाएगा, कृषि के क्षेत्र में एक दूसरे की क्षमताओं को जोड़कर फूड सिक्योरिटी सुनिश्चित करने के लिए सहयोग किया जाएगा, डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर, रिन्यूएबल एनर्जी, रेलवे, स्पेस तथा अन्य क्षेत्रों में भारत अपना सकारात्मक अनुभव चिले के साथ साझा करने के लिए तैयार है।
स्पीकिंग ऑन द ओकेजन, चिले प्रेसिडेंट गैब्रियल बोरिच फॉन्ट रिएट्रेटेड हिज कंट्रीज कमिटमेंट टू एनहांसिंग बायलैटरल टाइज। ही हाइलाइटेड the importance of strengthening commercial ties, investments and critical mineral cooperation, which are essential to addressing global climate change challenges. Parliament has passed the Tribhuvan Sahakari University Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. The bill seeks to establish the Institute of Rural Management Anand as a university to be known as the Tribhuvan Sahakari University and to declare it as an institution of national importance. It will also strengthen the cooperative movement in the country through a network of institutions and to declare the institute as one of the schools of the university. Replying to a debate on the bill, Minister of State for Cooperation Muralidhar Mohol said, in the last 3.5 years, the government has taken several initiatives to give new direction to the cooperative sector. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 will come up for consideration and passing in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. Talking to the media at Parliament House today, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, who also holds the charge of the Ministry of Minority Affairs, said that 8 hours have been allocated for the discussion on the bill in the House. He added that during the Business Advisory Committee meeting, it was agreed that the time for the discussion may be increased after taking the sense of the House. The BJP has issued a whip to all its MPs in the Lok Sabha to ensure their presence in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Congress also issued a whip to all its MPs in the Lok Sabha to be present in the House for the next 3 days. Defence exports have surged to a record high of over 23,600 crore rupees in the financial year 2024-25, registering a growth of 12.04%. The Ministry in a statement today said that defence public sector undertakings, DPSUs, have shown a significant increase of 42.85% with 8,389 crore rupees in exports. In a social media post, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that the country is marching towards achieving the target of increasing defence exports to 50,000 crore rupees by 2029. The Ministry of External Affairs today said that the Army Field Hospital established by an Indian medical contingent has treated around 104 patients as part of Operation Brahma in the earthquake-hit Myanmar. 2 major surgeries were undertaken. The Ministry also added that 1 Indian Air Force aircraft C-130J carrying 16 tons of humanitarian assistance and disaster relief material arrived at Mandalay Airport in Myanmar at around 2 p.m. today. In IPL T20 cricket, chasing a target of 172 runs set by hosts Lucknow Super Giants, Punjab Kings were 110 for 1 in 10 overs at Ekana Cricket Stadium when reports last came in. Earlier put into bat, host Lucknow Super Giants posted 171 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.